You're listening to Martian Gardens, episode 911, hour number 2. We heard in hour number 1, at the end, music from Anne LeBaron, The Sea and the Honeycomb, with its text from Antonio Machado, translated by Robert Bly. That was from a CD called The Musical Realism of Anne LeBaron on Mode Records from 1995. And we heard a short selection from Henry Brandt Meteor Farm from the Henry Brandt Collection Volume 4, featuring Neely Bruce as a guest conductor. And we'll also hear Neely Bruce and Anne LeBaron in the second hour. We start with Anne LeBaron. We'll hear selections from Act 1 of her opera Crescent City. Then from Eighth Blackbird, we'll hear selections from Part 2 of Olegan, a cantata in double speak. And from Neely Bruce in the second half of the hour, we'll hear music from The Plague, a commentary of the work of the Fourth Horseman. Our first selection from Anne LeBaron is an allegory on the aftermath of Hurricane Katrina, in which the voodoo queen, Marie Laveau, emerges from her grave in order to save the city called Crescent City. It's not directly mentioned as New Orleans. A disaster has occurred, and with spiritual and human forces, Queen Marie struggles to revive and restore the city. This piece was written, the libretto was written by Doug Kearney, who is Anne LeBaron's colleague at Cal Arts. The music and the electronic portions were created by Anne LeBaron, music directed by Yuval Sharon, and conducted by Mark Lowenstein. For these pieces, you'll definitely want to visit the Martian Gardens blog, which is, once again, martiangardens.blog, for the links I've provided to further information and visual aids for understanding the music you will hear. I don't have the time to give summaries of the entire story or direct what's going on in each piece that we hear. We'll start with Anne LeBaron selections from Crescent City, Act 1. We'll hear the first 4. Sunset, Crescent City, An Ill Wind Blows, Marie Laveau Emerges from Her Tomb, and The Bound Ghost. And we'll hear more from this opera next week. Crescent City, a hyper-opera from Innova Recordings, released in 2014.
Good night. broken glass. You got your Glock? No, you do not. Why shoot when you can gawk? Yeah, okay, fine. Be hackled. Just watch my back, would you? Jesse, don't get froggy. We still gotta catch those bastards. Let's sing that tune that gets us ready. She say one more gig. When the crickets sing, and a one more gig. When the clock turned 10, mystery in a drowned city, body wet as fish. Do something! It's them, ain't it? Ha, damn it! When the midnight come with a boku fun, what time to get this party started? Place still Crescent City, ain't it? We still police, ain't we? Law and order, Christ. Damn it! Damn it! Hell with it! Die slow or on the quick. Water's deep. Lungs are black. I'm still breathing. Hey, can't breathe. I'm sucking mud some bitch. Get up! Stop! Back! Get back, Stoddard! Get on, Becca! Get on back! We're gonna have law and order here! Stop it! Ever see rivers turn against the flow? Jesse! Jesse! I'll take Rubidoux. Get back to work here.
Oh, one more
Marie, where you put yourself? On the ground, Madame Lavon. Oh, Cher, is this all? Some here, some there is all? Today, I on tomorrow. Yesterday, I don't know. Where we all going? Where have I been? On the ground or in the river? Marie Laveau's got her foot in both, on the ground and on the river. Like a preacher with a whore, half in, half out of bed, a taste for front or back or both. Ooh, you bad chair.
There is music in your bones, and there's blood up in your song. Yeah, right. There's a tune in your bones and melodies in your songs. You're a pretty bad thing, Missy. Say you're a pretty bad thing. There's kind heat in your sweet candy, oh, and kisses fill your purses. You got kind heat in your candy, oh, and kisses. Oh, you're a pretty bad thing, city. You're a pretty bad thing. Oh, oh, a pretty bad thing.
Tell me, Hank, what's left of Western
flesh and bones, and I don't give a damn.
You got 5 seconds, and 4 are gone.
Madame Lavoe, it's all gone wrong. Most all folks are dead, and the rest are beasts. Hardly no cops to patrol the streets. One hospital left, beds for bodies, and 2 schools left, but nobody studied.
All along the ball.
1 year ago, Madame Lavoe, a hurricane hit Crescent City. What's left is a piece of shit. Why the ghosts are out for blood. Madam, please let me stay dead. I can't live through another flood. The city's coming to an end, so the baddest ghosts are out for blood.
Ghost, you've done your work. Well, there ain't but one way, and there ain't no time.
Listening to Martian Gardens, episode 911, hour number 2. We heard just now music from Anne LeBaron, selections from Crescent City, Act 1. We will hear more of this next week in episode 912, hour number 2, so look out for that. We'll continue this opera until its completion on Martian Gardens over the next few weeks. This is an allegory on Hurricane Katrina in New Orleans. We heard Sunset Crescent City, An Ill Wind Blows, Marie Laveau Emerges from Her Tomb, and The Bound Ghost. That was Music and Electronics by Anne LeBaron, directed by Yuval Sharon, conducted by Mark Lowenstein. The libretto was written by Doug Kearney, also of the California Institute of the Arts, with Anne LeBaron. That was composed in 2012, recorded at Atwater Crossing, Los Angeles, in May of 2012. That was an Inova Recordings release, Crescent City, a hyper opera. Visit Martian Gardens at martiangardens.blog for more links and information to enrich your experience of this music of Anne LeBaron and of the next piece, which was composed by Dan Truman of Princeton University, who is also a fiddler and plays a fiddle on this Eighth Blackbird performance of a satire written by Paul Muldoon. It takes as its source the Táin Bó Cúalann, which is the central tale in the Ulster cycle of Irish mythology. Here we have King Ailill of Connacht, who is set upon and in opposition to his very unfaithful wife, Queen Maeve. We'll pick up with that concept. We'll hear from part two of Oilgun, a cantata in doublespeak. This is a new release on Sadil Records, performed by Eighth Blackbird. Music recorded at Princeton University and also at County Galway in Ireland and a couple of studios in Chicago, recorded between 2015 and 2017, and just sent to me by Sadil Records. Oilgun, a cantata in doublespeak, performed by Eighth Blackbird. The selections from part two of this satirical adaptation of an ancient Irish myth are Stirrings, part one, For Eons and Eons, Stirrings, Part 2, Motet for Maeve, Nealan Tonton, and Stirrings, Part 3. You're listening to Martian Gardens. Once again, the blog is martiangardens.blog. The Martian Gardens podcast is at Radio For All. That's Radio numeral 4, radioforall.net.
Thank you. for eons and eons. Our names were in neon. Tashe gehintach. Tashe gehintach. Ach, es minik. Evian kuen. Kjantach. The ones who are quiet. Incite the riots. But Tate and Lyle, i.e. Toot, is the staple diet of the Tauntaun Macoot. In the great mingle mangle, 'tis hard, so hard to wrangle. Ah, the need from the vein. Thank you.
thought I've she had
once, Aliel gave no quarter. To the arms importer, Sean von Braun Mockenvoort. Who was known to have built a mortar. In his backyard. And now, Aliel and von Braun, we're eating bonbons and drinking champagne. Nilane, Tonton, Martha Tonton Fane, in the great Mingle Mangle.
This minute come a hangle.
There is no health plan for the slightly extended family man, nor is Minikevian Avan Sechlinik.
That was Eighth Blackbird performing Dan Truman's composition Oligon, a cantata in doublespeak, featuring the celebrated Irish singer Iarla O'Leonard. Libretto by Paul Muldoon, based on the Táin Bo Cúlainn, a tale from the Ulster cycle of Irish mythology. We heard selections from Oligon Part 2. That's a release on Sedil Records. We'll hear more of that in the coming weeks. We will continue. We have just enough time for Neely Bruce and the selections I have chosen from his work called The Plague, a commentary on The Fourth Horseman. This is music performed by the Electric Phoenix Vocal Quartet with a host of other musicians, which are listed at the Martian Gardens blog, along with other links that you'll want to visit for more clarity, martiangardens.blog. We'll hear Johnny Boccaccio reports on The Plague, The Persecution of the Jews, The Song of the Flagellants, The Bonfires of Clement VI, and dance music. Music released on Mode Records in 1991, The Plague and Other Vocal Works. the Electric Phoenix sing Neely Bruce. You're listening to Martian Gardens.
The year is 1348, or some other year. Our heroes, four Florentine rock musicians, are unable to get down to serious rehearsing. There's more than the usual amount of noise in the street, and a lot of bells are ringing.
What's all the racket?
I don't know. Sounds like somebody just died. That's the church bell.
Paper and let's get started. I have to go to the hairdresser's soon.
This stuff is amazing. What this roving reporter is writing.
You mean that Johnny Boccaccio guy?
Yeah, he's the one.
I wouldn't believe a word he writes. All gossip, trashy stories.
Well, this is true.
I just bet it is.
Look, Phil, give me a break. Really, I have to get started. I haven't got all day.
Dion, you would get a kick out of this. Listen.
Okay.
I don't know why you three are giving me such a hard time. You like this stuff as much as I do.
Phil, don't pay any attention.
Shut up.
All right, all right. In this year, 1348, or whatever it is after the incarnation of the Son of God, the most beautiful of Italian cities, noble Florence, has been attacked by a deadly plague. It begins both in men and women with swellings in the groin or under the armpit, vulgarly called buboes.
Yuck.
Soon after this, the symptoms change and black or purple spots appear on the arms or thighs or any other part of the body. These spots are a certain sign of death. No doctor's advice, no medicine can overcome or alleviate this disease.
Doctors, who pays attention to them?
The doctors out can find no part, no cure for this distemper.
By physic long nor cordial strong, they cannot find the center. It is unknown to anyone, and all the doctors fail to cure this plague or to engage to cure it at their will.
In every part and cannot find it out. From where it strikes and where it lights, they cannot find it out. If we should call the doctors all and let them all engage, we cannot find in any kind that they can cure this plague.
So malignant is this plague that it is communicated not only from one man to another, but from the garments of a sick or dead man to animals of another species. This correspondent has seen with his own eyes the rags left lying in the street of a poor man who had died of the plague. Two pigs came along and munched at them. They both fell dead almost at once.
Do you expect me to believe such garbage?
Look, Pam, it's in the paper. It must be true.
Keep reading. I'm getting
From these and similar occurrences, such fear and fanciful notions have taken possession of the living that almost all of them adopt the same cruel policy, which is entirely to avoid the sick and everything belonging to them. They go abroad, or at least to the country around Florence, as if God's wrath will not follow them. The cemeteries are full. People are forced to dig huge trenches where they bury the bodies by hundreds.
All those corpses!
That must be why we're hearing the church bells all the time. Yes, we won't have to put up with listening to all those bells and tramping feet.
There are some other
So let's get moving. I'll have the paper sent to us so we can keep up with what's happening about the plague.
I wonder what causes it.
Oh, they keep abreast of such things. I bet there'll be something about the cause of the plague in tomorrow's paper.
Dionio, don't be such a total cynic.
A new column about the causes of the plague.
That disease is disgusting. I get nauseated just thinking about it.
Listen to this. It has now been confirmed beyond all doubt that the plague is the work of the International Jewish Conspiracy. Acting under direct orders from Toledo, Jews all over Europe are poisoning the wells with egg-shaped packages of deadly Yersinia pestis bacilli. With the help of renegade Christians, the entire Jewish community is working to spread this hideous disease. The evidence for this, obtained through torture and other reliable methods, is incontrovertible. Cities in Spain and France have taken immediate measures and banished all Jews, men, women, and children from their walls. Basel, Stuttgart, and Freiburg, among other cities, have massacred the Jewish population as a sure means of controlling the spread of the plague. The Bishop of Strasbourg has given his wholehearted support to the campaign against Jews in the city, where 16,000 of them have been burned. A new order has appeared which has undertaken due penance for all of Europe. The flagellants have moved from city to city, as many as 200 at a time in response to the devastation of the plague. Chanting and beating themselves with leather straps tipped with metal, the flagellants encourage the people to atone for their sins and rid their communities of the Jewish menace. Critical of the clergy, who are morally lax and not zealous in the persecution of the Jews, the flagellants work to prepare for a second coming of Christ, which they have determined will take place in 33 days and 10 hours.
Repent your crimes, draw nigh. From the burning hell we fly, from Satan's wicked company.
Maria, Queen, we trust in thee to move us on to sympathy.
Jesus' cross was captive led, and to the cross was riveted. The cross was reddened with his gore, and we his martyrdom.
Save us lest in hell we burn.
There's some amazing news in the paper. The Jews are not the cause of the plague after all.
You've got to be kidding.
Page 6. You're right, it's the end of the fourth day and we still have a long way to go.
Has the paper come yet?
Yes.
What page is the cause column on?
Page 6.
I can't concentrate on the music. I've got to find out what's going on. Leading medical authorities are now in agreement that a sedentary lifestyle is the primary factor leading to disease. All types of serious disease, including plague, can be prevented by participation in strenuous popular form of exercise in Europe is dancing. In all the major cities, people are taking to the streets dancing.
Exercise.
Strenuous dancing is also a pleasant social occasion as well, and many don their finest clothes, pointed shoes, and stadium smiles, forgetting the misery around them. Those who participate in these dancing marathons testify that no cases of the plague develop.
Inactivity is the cause of the plague.
For those who do not like to dance, any aerobic exercise may be substituted, such as jogging, swimming, or simply working out in a vigorous manner.
Inactivity.
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 exercise.